The wheels on the bus go round and round all through Birmingham.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our tour.
Slots Furnaces sure is big.
It certainly is, which is no surprise when you consider this is one of the economic engines that moved Birmingham forward.
Slots Furnaces began producing pig iron in 1882, only a short distance east of Birmingham's downtown. The success of these first two furnaces brought thousands of people to Birmingham.
Slots produced pig iron for almost 90 years, with 500 or so workers, and turning out 400 tons of pig iron every day.
Wow.
Yeah. It's probably the biggest of the ghosts of Birmingham's industrial past.
There's even the ghost of a dead steelworker who haunts Slots today.
Yeah, I heard someone actually fell in one of the furnaces.
In that case, I'm not going inside.
Well, I think Slots is certainly an anchor for the Railroad Reservation Park, but it's also one of the most significant national historic monuments that we have anywhere. It rivals similar monuments in Pittsburgh, in the Northwest, other places where there has been significant industrial history. But the fact that we have this intact iron furnace, that it's beautiful, and that it's a venue for all kinds of events in the city, make it pretty important and pretty significant.
But Slots is still really alive. It's a working museum that brings the past alive for its visitors. You can listen to the recordings by many of the men who worked here.
There's also a metal arts program that gives metalworking artists the space and the technical resources they need to make really cool stuff.
And there's all sorts of parties and special events that take place here at night.
Like when they have that Halloween show, Fright Furnace.
Slots is pretty cool.
I think I'd like to come back here sometime.
I'm not going by myself.
Scaredy pants.
I will come with you.
I have adopted Birmingham as my home. I live here because I want to. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think it was a place where amazing things happen and amazing things are happening.
Well, I think Birmingham's young people, Birmingham's old people as well, are joining hands to realize that we are a good city.
Well, we have to have champions, and it's important to build a base of people who see the vision, understand the vision, and are willing to put energy behind that. That's one of the keys to any community, any town, being able to actually realize their dream.
I think today the city of Birmingham, more than many other cities, is aware of its past. And we realize that because of the failure of communication in the 60s and 50s, that we allowed the worst element of our community to take charge. And I think what that story has said in the subsequent generations is that we have good people in Birmingham. We're as good as any city anywhere. And that what we want to do is to have our better element shine.
Okay, that's it for our little catalytic ride.
Time for all you catalytic converters to get off the bus.
And get your catalyzing fannies in gear and involved.
So get out there and make Birmingham a better place to live. Yeah!
Yeah, it is.